A devastating fire in a Philadelphia public housing row home last week killed 12 people, 8 of them children. In the aftermath, advocates say government leaders need to address the city's affordable housing crisis to ensure the tragedy doesn't happen again. According to officials, 26 people were living in the duplex apartment at the time of the fire. The Philadelphia Housing Authority does not limit the number of people who can live in a single unit. But as Jenna Collins of Community Legal Services points out, there are very few large affordable housing units for multi-generational families. She says that's a symptom of inadequate funding for subsidized housing.
If you look at the HUD budget for public housing today, adjusted for inflation, it has gone down significantly since 30 years ago. As families do grow, there's nowhere to transfer them and allow them to keep that subsidy that is often the difference between them affording rent and becoming homeless.
An investigation by Philadelphia Fire, the city's police department, and federal support from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives is underway. The property, which is owned and operated by the Philadelphia Housing Authority, last received an inspection last April and May. The Philadelphia Housing Authority says the cost of repairs to its buildings exceeds $1 billion. It could receive some increased funding if Congress passes the Build Back Better Act. Collins says PHA struggles to keep up with repairs that do not appear immediately life-threatening.
The Housing Authority is trying to respond to things that feel emergent in the moment, like 3 inches of sewer water in a basement. So they do not have the funds to update the really old housing stock. So we really are seeing the result of that lack of funds to improve infrastructure.
Some solutions PHA could implement to make older units safer include hardwiring smoke detectors, which new public housing units in Philadelphia already have. All 6 smoke alarms in the building were inoperable at the time of the fire, according to officials. For State Broadcast News, I'm Steve Lubetkin.